Next item, Mr. Stagg.
Okay, so we're going to move almost nowhere. Same place. This is a more recent application, however. This one has a little bit different history, but the circumstances are somewhat similar. It is not in condemned waters. We did receive an application from James Withrow. We actually, you'll note in your packet, when you look at the map associated with the application, that we actually received an application from Mr. Withrow in 2015 for a portion of this area. And then he came back in the office the following year and withdrew at the same time he put in this application, that application, and expanded this one to cover a little more area. But it basically encompasses what he previously applied for plus some additional area. I think his previous application was like 3 acres, and this ended up being 5 acres. So the area now we're talking about, we were just talking about an application that goes this way, the Johnson application. That was that little area I said used to be leased right there. It was dropped. And it's this basic strip right here. Battery Park Fishing Moisture, again, this is their lease and this lease. They are the adjoining leaseholder, and again, Mr. Spady is objecting to this for the same reasons. When you ask about erosion, I would concur with what Mr. Spady said, that up in this area, there's probably been some minor erosion over the years because there's a lot of boat traffic that goes in and out of the Pagan. Probably a little more erosion, particularly as you come around this bend, because this is near the mouth of the Pagan, and you're looking straight out into the James River here. So you do get some pretty good wave action coming in on this shoreline. So there's been some erosion over time along the shoreline. However, this remains a very narrow strip. While it could be tonged, it would be very difficult, I think, to dredge this with a circular motion type dredge without getting on the adjoining leases. And I guess you could patent tong it. But we have discouraged historically these what we call spaghetti shoestring types of leases. Can't stop people from applying, and as erosion factors, you know, take place, then some of these gaps do open up. And I'll concede that, you know, typically we do survey straight lines. We don't survey curves because it's much more complicated, and it's very hard to enforce a curved line on the water. So we do try to shoot straight lines along these shorelines, and we don't always catch every little nook and cranny of the shoreline as it undulates in and out. That said, we have run a public interest review on this. What you may want to understand about this one is not only did Mr. Spady object to this one, he has actually submitted an application for this area and upstream for a ways. We accepted it and considered it a protest in addition to the memo that's in the file. We would, however, if you deny this lease, recommend that he not be leased the area that's obviously in the polluted area, because he did go up into the polluted area as well. When we took it, we accidentally sort of took it with some of that area in it. We probably should have told him right then that we wouldn't accept that part of it. But just so you know, we would accept it. We have not processed it beyond acceptance. We have not run a public notice. Because we didn't know if you assign this, you know, it won't be available. So that would be the end of his application, at least for this portion. So if you deny this, then we would proceed with his application for the area that's in the clean designated waters on a public interest review. And of course, it could be protested by somebody else, could be protested by this applicant if you deny it. Having said that, we do recommend denial of this one. For the reasons I've already stated, we think it's not in the best interest of the Commonwealth to lease these small strip areas like this. And much like last month with the DeMaria, Mr. DeMaria has submitted an application for those areas last month that were adjacent to his lease to close the gaps. I think Mr. Spady was doing the same thing here, to just increase the size of the lease, stop somebody else from coming in and applying again. So having said that, our recommendation would be not to deny the lease to Mr. McLeod. We would proceed with the Battery Park Fish and Oyster.
Questions from the commission? One quick question. Do you have an estimated width for this application?
It's like 100 feet or less in a number of locations. It's probably less than 100 feet. This area is, I don't think anywhere it's more than about 150 feet wide.
Anyone else have a question? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Withrow? Apparently not here. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Don't see anyone. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Mr. Spady, you're already sworn in. No need to do it again.
This is one of those narrow strips, and I don't have to do a little thing, but right up here you have had some erosion. That's the reason, the deepest it is. In fact, y'all had to move one of the survey, permanent survey markers, and that's been marked, so that's the reason that's a little bit wider. I would gladly take it in. You include it in my lease because I don't need somebody else in there. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Last call. Anybody in the audience wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
I would note that the applicant's not here as in the last one, and I would move that we follow staff recommendation and deny the lease.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin to deny the application, second by Mr. France. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Minor, did you vote on that?
Yes. Good morning.
Unanimously. Good morning. Welcome. Motion passes unanimously, 9-0.